This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
I'm Ian. I'm here at the Manchester Museum of Science and Industry, where we're taking part in the Light Fantastic Outreach Day, where lots of people are talking about light and the way it impacts our lives and on their work. And I'm here with Sarah Crowther from the University of Manchester Isotope Geochemistry and Cosmochemistry Research Group. So if you'd like to start off by just telling us what you're talking about to people today and how you found it.
Our research is looking at the chemical and physical evolution of the solar system. And a lot of the experiments we do are looking at meteorites. So we've brought along some meteorites today that visitors can look at through microscopes. And that enables you to see the minerals and the constituents that make up these meteorites. It's been a great day. We've been really busy all day. Most people have been excited by the samples of the Moon and Mars, but it seems to have gone really well.
Okay, that sounds really nice. Have you had lots of engagement from people after things like the Philae mission? Has people been asking you about that and has it engaged well with it?
That's not something we've actually talked about much today, but it's around the time when it landed on the comet, there was lots of talk about it then. And that's a really great mission because we can learn more about comets from it.
So you say you have some samples of the Moon and Mars. So what fraction of the total samples on Earth belong to you?
Ooh, a tiny fraction. less than 1%. We've just got a few bits of meteorite.
Okay, so I know that a lot of the bits of Moon will have come back from the Apollo missions, is that correct? And
yeah.
Then, so samples of Mars, where will they have come back from?
The Apollo missions brought back about 360 or 80, I don't recall, kilograms from the Moon. But in addition to that, we have meteorites that have come from the Moon. So that happens, some other object, an asteroid or a comet or something, hits the surface of the Moon, blasts material off, and eventually it falls to Earth. And we have Martian meteorites, so the same process has happened. Something's hit the surface of Mars, blasted material off the surface, which generally sort of gets pulled in towards the centre of the solar system because of the gravity of the Sun. And as we're orbiting around the Sun, our path can cross the path of that material, and then we get a meteorite on Earth that's come from Mars.
So how distinctive are the different classifications you can make? I mean, is there an extremely large distinction that you can say this is definitely from Mars? And how far along the chain of those impacts can you track? So if you think that something has come from a Martian meteorite, do you know if maybe that arrived on Mars or was formed on Mars? Can you tell those kind of things?
Yeah, so we look at the isotopic composition of things. So isotopes are different forms of the same element. And the ratios of these different forms of the same element vary between different bodies. So we can say from looking at the isotope ratios, whether something's from the Moon or from Mars or from Earth or from an asteroid. So if we had a piece of meteorite that was an asteroid, it would be different from a piece from Mars.
Are you able to use those to give kind of formation dates for those as well?
Some things, yes. Some of the work we do is dating meteorites. I do a lot of work with a technique called iodine xenon dating. So we're looking at processes happening in the first sort of maybe 50, 60, up to 100 million years of the solar system. And we can date when different objects formed or when certain processes happened.
So I know there are a couple of competing theories about the kind of broad picture about how solar systems as ours form. Do you have any personal opinion on that you feel like your work has contributed to?
I think the most commonly accepted theory for the formation of the solar system is that it was from a big cloud of dust and gas called the solar nebula, and the Sun formed at the centre of that, and particles of dust and gas orbiting round coalesced to form planets. So what we're looking at is kind of the other physical processes that were going on around this time and the timing of these events.
And do you feel like you've managed to give a good explanation to people here today? Do you feel like you've managed to transmit your research in a nice way?
I hope so. I hope we've been successful. Lots of people have been very excited to hold the Moon and Mars, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Okay, excellent. That's great. Thank you very much.